Let's go right now to syndicated columnist Cal Thomas, who joins us once again on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Vince and Mary.
You're a guy who often tracks these messages that come out of politicians and our world leaders and their effectiveness. Yesterday, the president of the United States saying that North Korea's threats to us, if they continue, quote, will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power the likes of which this world has never seen before. What was your reaction to the president saying that yesterday?
Well, I wish he'd be a little more clear about his intentions. I mean, gee whiz, why hide the real feelings? Look, I was around as a copy boy at NBC here in Washington as a kid during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
Yes.
And the difference then was you actually had a nation state you could contact. Khrushchev had made a decision after meeting with Kennedy in Vienna at the Schönbrunn Palace, and I think the last time I was there, they still had a picture of that meeting posted there, that Kennedy was weak and that Khrushchev could put missiles in Cuba to threaten the United States. Kennedy took a very measured approach along with his cabinet and managed to reach a negotiation then. Dealing with Kim Jong-un is a totally different matter. The man appears to be completely mad. And I don't know what his ultimate objective is. He says it's just respect and to keep North Korea from being destroyed. But this is as close to the brink as I've seen it since 1962. I would like to see the congressional leaders from both sides come out with a joint statement supporting the president on this. I think the North Korean regime is counting on the divisions in Washington as a sign of weakness, like Khrushchev did in a different situation. But I think a statement of solidarity here from the leaders of both parties would be very useful.
Well, you're definitely not getting that, because Dianne Feinstein came out within minutes of President Trump's statement yesterday, criticizing it, saying that he's not helping the situation with his bombastic comments.
Yeah, bombastic comments. Yeah, well, the Post editorial this morning, something similar. Tom Toll's cartoon has two baby chairs with pablum on it, and the implication is you've got two children about to engage in a food fight. Yeah, food fight with nuclear weapons, a little more powerful than pablum. I think David Ignatius has a really good column this morning in the Post. His point is that if we can really get the cooperation of China, it may open a new door for relationships in the East. And I don't know how serious China is about this. They did vote, along with everybody else on the Security Council, for the Nikki Haley-led resolution. You very seldom get a 15-0 vote on the Security Council on anything, and that was a good sign. But I just hope we're ready on this. I hope we have the defense capabilities. There are an awful lot of lives that are going to be at stake in South Korea if war breaks out, especially U.S. troops.
Cal, just a note here from one of our listeners, and I want your thoughts on this. It's pretty interesting. He says, I think you see that Trump is playing bad cop, China's good cop. Don't be surprised to see a China-led coup. They know the North Korean generals and which one to lead a coup against Kim. I would not be surprised if this is the U.S.-China plan. Very interesting. What do you think about that?
That is a very interesting, and certainly they have the power and they have the interest. A destabilized Korean peninsula and is not in China's interest. A war is not in China's interest. During the Korean War, of course, the 1950s, there were thousands of refugees who fled into China. It's in China's interest to stabilize the situation or just to get rid of Kim. I think that would be a tremendous idea. Now, I don't know if the diplomats behind the scenes, the military people, are working on this. I'm sure they're working on something, but I think that's a great proposal. If it happened, it would be in everybody's interest.
Yeah, we know Trump is the great negotiator, works behind the scenes.
The president of the United States, his poll numbers not doing well, as places like CNN are quick to point out, although the president's been tweeting that he feels like his base is stronger than ever. How do you assess his base of support right now?
Well, first of all, the polls are frequently wrong, as we saw in the last election. I mean, we had Hillary measuring for drapes in the Oval Office, and everybody was shocked, including me, frankly, because, the media take polls and they ask questions often that are designed to produce answers. It's like a roast in the oven. You know, they put these little probes in there after they've turned up the heat to see if the roast is done. And this is typical of what the left-wing media do. They go out and day after day they pound on somebody they don't like. Then they go out and take a poll to see if the roast is done. In this case, they're roasting of the president. I think he still has a very strong base, but he has to have the independents and some of those Democrats in places like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania who are still with him. You know, usually when war breaks out, and God help us, I hope that doesn't happen this time, the country does solidify around any president, whatever his party, as happened after 9/11. But, yeah, I think the president still has some solid support out there, but I wouldn't say it was as solid as it is before the election.
And lastly, some sad news. News came out that Glenn Campbell passed away at 81 years old after battling Alzheimer's for quite a few years. You knew him. How did you know Glenn Campbell?
Well, you know, the thing about this business, as you know, Mary and Vince, is the wonderful people you get to meet. My wife and I knew him for about, over 20 years. He spoke at one of our media dinners the night before the National Prayer Breakfast and spoke about his struggles with alcohol and drugs and people he knew like Elvis and others who struggle with the same thing, and then talked about his conversion and his strong faith. His wife, Kim, was instrumental in that, and just one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. Barbara Cook, too, the great cabaret singer and Barbara and Broadway star, also became a friend. She was introduced to us by Marvin Hamlisch, and it was, you know, that's my second life, showbiz.
Wow.
Now the news has become showbiz, so I've arrived.
You certainly have. Thank you for giving us a reflection on Glenn's life real quickly here in the few seconds that we were able to get to it. But, Cal, appreciate all of your insights this morning on Mornings on the Mall.